Millions, 1 through 70, and then you pick your mega number from 1 through 25. So anybody can win this.
Yolanda Vega with the New York Lottery. This is Fox News.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Namaste.
Sometimes you wear stretchy pants.
Yes.
In your room. It's for fun.
Now, folks, welcome back to Happy Hour. We're in the final hour. We're ramping up to the Joey Clark Radio Hour, so humbly named after me, Joey. So it's a little weird that Greg's out, and I now have to fill in because I now do a show after Happy Hour, so I'm now doing 4 hours straight of radio. It's a little easy, to be honest, on an All Request Friday, because we play a lot of stuff. So I don't have to constantly be rapping into this microphone, and thank God for me, thank God for all of you. But I believe I just witnessed something disturbing out in the parking lot. In fact, East of the Rockies came by the station. And he told me there's some riffraff out there in the parking lot. It appears, folks, we have a flare-up of radio herpes. A man who has worn yoga pants. And unlike Tim Hawkins, didn't refrain from documenting it. Yes, the one, the only, Clay 84 Southern Wood Sharp will soon be joining me, I have a feeling. So, what do we say?
Hold on to your butts.
Hello?
Hello, this is Reverend Attorney Dr. Sidman Azibo. How do you do today?
Fine.
Good. I call you on the behalf of the church that you go to.
Yes.
I speak with your pastor there, and he reached out to me as a liaison to some of the members that he feels has a problem or an addiction. Some of the congregation, they let them write down names of who they think has addiction.
Yes.
And your name was on the list, baby, because they say that you smoke too much, and that they want me to reach out to you to get you into the meeting, baby. Because you smoked the dope, and we don't want to be sure that you do not smoke that dope before you come to the church.
No, I smoke cigarettes.
Oh, no, they said that you have dope on the paper. They said that you smoke dope.
No, I'm on oxygen. No, I never smoked dope.
So what are you? What are you, baby? Why are you on the oxygen machine and you smoke? Because the oxygen is flammable. The American blacks, you are so stupid. You do not know that explosion will come.
I go on the porch, turn off the oxygen and go in the bathroom.
That is still dangerous, baby. You will blow your and barbecue yourself, baby. You are not very intelligent. Why are you not very intelligent, man?
I know this is a habit. I know that, and I know I have to stop.
I spoke with the congregation, and they want you to sit on the back pew next Sunday in church because your breath is so stinky from the cigarette and the dope. So they want you to sit all the way in the back far right-hand corner of the church when service starts because no one wants to sing next to you because your breath is so funky. You smell like an old cigarette, and no one wants to look at you in your teeth. You can sit back in the back.
My teeth is not yellow.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I've seen pictures of your teeth, and they look like little...
Wait, you ain't seen no pictures of my teeth.
Little pieces of butter. You have little butter. I cannot believe it's not butter. That is what your teeth say.
It is not.
Sometimes I rub, they say that you can rub a waffle on your teeth and get butter on your waffle.
Ooh, I don't believe that.
They said that sometimes your grits need butter and you just smile and then butter just falls off of your teeth right into the grit.
No.
Man, do not holler at me, man, because I will come and slap you because I'm not.
You can come and slap me.
Don't be mean to me, baby, because you have this smoke.
I am
going to
be mean to you.
You sit That's in the back corner.
Fool.
You sit in the back. Sit in the back corner of the church, baby.
The person you called is no longer on the line.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking fairly decent right now. A little bit of slow traffic on 65 northbound. That will be from Highway 143 up toward Cobbs Ford Road. There's a minor accident there. It does have traffic built up a little bit. Everything else looks pretty decent until you get down around onto the Eastern Boulevard. Just south of Vaughn Road, there is an accident there in the southbound lane, so be careful. 85 going through the perimeter, looking really good. Nothing out on the Haunted Highway so far. Still a little bit of backed up traffic from Taylor Road down toward Chantilly Parkway. When you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Yardscapers, that's a word I just invented to describe the phenomenal work by J&S Landscaping. They really do a phenomenal job. It doesn't look like everything was cut and edged and so forth. It looks like a groomer comes to your house. Phenomenal, hardworking people, John Cato and Melissa. I love them. They're friends. And I urge you, for the heat and everything else, let them do the heavy lifting. I like to mow my own lawn. That's therapeutic. But for tree branches and edging and hedge trimming and all that stuff, I let them do it. And you know what? They charge a very fair price considering the awesome outcome that you can expect. Also do commercial and business properties as well. That's J&S Landscaping, 202-8760. That's 202-8760 for J&S.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual pumpkin festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A Grady woman in Montgomery County is behind bars after authorities say her 2-year-old daughter tested positive for meth. Leslie Kraft is charged with chemical endangerment of a child. Voting in Montgomery County could be easier. Officials say they will be using a new system that should get voters in and out of the polling booth a lot quicker on November 6th. Volunteers will now just scan voters' ID at the site rather than manually entering the information. Friday night's Mega Millions estimated grand prize is now $1 billion, continuing a trend of giant jackpots. It's currently the second largest lottery prize in the U.S. and joins five other top 10 drawings in the last 3 years. The monster jackpots are the result of changes in recent years made by lottery officials to lessen the chances of winning the grand prize. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes ahead over the weekend. Look for a sun and cloud mix today with more clouds than sun, high in the upper 70s to around 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially, I think, by the afternoon and evening hours ahead of that strong cold front with a high around 78. Then a cloudy Saturday night, clearing late with the overnight low temperature falling to about 50 by Sunday morning. Then on Sunday, breezy, cooler with a high around 67, mid-40s by dawn on Monday morning. It's the coolest air of the season so far. Monday's a great day with a high around 71, plenty of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette.
Oh, croissant de vous, avez. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
So, ladies and gentlemen, joining me at this time, the one, the only, Southern Wood. How are you, kind sir?
I am well. How are you, Joey?
Pretty good. Does it smell in here?
No.
Because I had to dispose...
I don't smell the stink bug.
Okay, yeah. I'm sitting here having a wonderful conversation with Sue about the lottery. And Alabama needs one, damn it. Or at least let us be part of, like, the Mega Millions and Powerball. This is a lot of fun. People going across state lines buying tickets. goodness. Anyway, I'm having a conversation about that. And literally, crawls, this stink bug crawls up the phone right here, like, onto the dump button, like, or the hang-up button, onto the, right, it's crawling all over the buttons, and it's, like, looking at me as I'm talking about it. And then, like, turns its butt at me. Like, I'm taking care of this damn thing. So I got it out of the studio. And done stink. I didn't crush it when I wrapped it up in a paper towel.
And that's why they call them stink bugs. They do not stink until you squish them.
I didn't squish it, though.
Once you squish it.
I was careful in how I wrapped it up.
Oh, it's...
That's why I asked whether or not you smelled it.
It's like...
It's not that bad, though.
It kind of brings out the little gag deal in you.
Oh, right.
When you smell it, it's funky.
It is funky.
And they love some funky squash.
Like a monkey, baby. They like a little bit of squash.
Oh, they'll be all over a piece of squash.
Mm, okay. Well, we already got to hit a break here, so we're a little behind. But we got a few requests people want to hear. People want to hear Morgan Freeman Thanksgiving.
I like that one.
People want to hear Mitch Hedberg talking about the Duframes. Where are the Duframes?
Love Mitch Hedberg.
And
he is really good.
We'll just ease out of the happy hour this Friday, All Request Friday, if you want to hear something before we ease out of happy hour, 272-9228, and then it will be the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Oh, and then we're going to get pissed off.
Oh, we're going to have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably start doing my Dusty Rhodes again like I was doing last night, baby. I funky like a monkey. The second most recognizable athlete in the world.
The American Dream.
The American Dream, baby.
Dusty Rhodes, baby.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still dealing with some slow traffic. 65 northbound starting around Highway 143, moving up toward Cobbs Ford Road. Come back down on the southbound side. Everything looks pretty good. 85's all clear through the perimeter. Once you get outside the perimeter, though, there is some problem over on around Taylor Road. You're going to see some slow traffic from Taylor Road to Chantilly Parkway. Also on the East Boulevard, southbound lanes just south of Vaughn Road, there is some heavy traffic in there due to an accident. And on the South Boulevard coming up to the rampway onto 231 southbound Troy Highway, you'll see a little bit of backed up traffic there as well. Begin your real estate career at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Classes begin January 7th, or you can study online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more details. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Erica Walker.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by LuQuire wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. LuQuire understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, LuQuire is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by LuQuire and Carrier. Visit acbyluquire.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long, with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias poinsettias, and holiday greenhouse favorites. For your gift buying, they have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. Growing up, Thanksgiving was always a big day in my house. We'd gather around the table for a gigantic feast with cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and, of course, bald eagle. Mm-mm, bald eagle's good eating, especially with a side of baby seal. Afterwards, we'd smear leftover cranberry sauce on the walls, call the cops, and say there'd been a murder in the house. By then, it'd be time to watch football. But those games got boring, so we'd strap on the flamethrowers and set the neighbor's house on fire. Using the smoke as a diversion, we'd steal their car, drive into the woods, and use acorns and sticks to build an altar to my dark lord Satan while injecting horse tranquilizer between our toes. Ah, yes, Thanksgiving with the Freemans. Good times.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle.
Sing along with them, everybody.
Turn out for the best. Hey. Always look on the bright side of life.
I can't whistle.
Always look on the bright side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey, always look on the bright side of life.
It's Friday! Yeah!
Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, boss.
Are you harmonizing?
I'm a better backup singer.
I love how everybody loves the audio of that, but if you watch the video of when what's happening when they're singing that, do you know where it's from in Life of Brian?
I have no clue.
They're all being crucified.
Well,
you know, Life of Brian is like everybody thinks he's some messiah or whatever, and so it's like hundreds of guys like arms spread open on crosses like, hey, life can really make you mad. And it's like, yeah, look on the bright side of life. We're hanging here, but it's just fine. And like the guys, like their feet start, they start kicking their feet even though it's so funny. It is so funny. Like, because it's such a dreary thing and a serious thing. And they just make it. That's the comedy I love. It just goes for the jugular.
Oh, yeah. We've lost that. We have lost all sense of true comedy.
Well, and Monty Python, though, they just made a deal with Netflix. All sorts of Monty Python is now on Netflix. I don't know if Holy Grail's on there, but Flying Circus is on there. They've got, like, these comedy specials, like, where Mike Myers and Eddie Izzard and Noel Fielding, all sorts of great British comedians, Jim Carrey, they're all talking about their favorite Python sketch, and then they show the sketch. So, like, the
Spanish Inquisition...
Like that is just a classic scene.
Yeah.
There's so much Python on Netflix now. We were watching it this past weekend.
Well, I just personally, I think it's such a shame that people are so sensitive now. And they have such a big voice that you can't be funny and right. make fun of things.
But you can. It's just, I know what you're mean, but here's the thing, folks. We can. We can make those jokes. We can be a bit off color, if you will. You can say stuff. Now, there might be consequences. But yay. Yeah, I was worried that as I grew older, there would be no envelope to push. There would be no sacred cows to upset. And to my happy surprise, and the inner iconoclast within me.
That's a big word.
It is a big word.
You must have went to college.
Essentially, it's, you know, think of like an icon taking a crap on it. Like something that people hold.
Yes.
And then just like smash it. Be like, it's not. It, look, you can make fun of it. Nothing happens. No, it's, what is it? H.O. Minkett talked about. An iconoclast is a guy who heaves a dead cat into the sacred temple and then goes roistering down the streets, showing that, you know, yeah, things in life are serious. There are actually, you know, meaningful things in life. But sometimes the things that get, like, held on high as the most important thing, yeah, it's not actually that important. I'll give you an example, because I don't want people to think wrong of where I'm going with this. It's like this martial arts master. I just saw this video. And have you heard about this? I don't know the actual words for it, but he's like this master where there's a video of this master of martial arts, like, using his chi, like, superpowers. Like, eight guys come at him, and he just goes, whoa! And his hand out, all eight guys, like, fall over. Oh! So that master martial artist gets into an actual boxing ring with a Muay Thai MMA fighter. And this master's never been touched. And all his students buy into his bull crap. But it's not an actual martial art. It's almost like a cultish sort of, it's not real. So when he gets into the ring with a real fighter, real Muay Thai fighter, he gets his ass kicked and he gets knocked out. And everybody's like, oh my God, how did that happen? Like, yeah, because you kept buying into his BS. You built it up over centuries too of this tradition that if you learn this tradition, you'll be incredible at fighting. But when you actually face a guy in a real fight, and it's not based on he's the master, don't touch him, it's amazing what people give into and how they will convince themselves of bullcrap.
I'm so glad you brought that up. That's leading into the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Oh,
tonight.
It's going to be a real humdinger.
Oh, slobber knocker.
A real slobber knocker. I love that
word. Ding dong.
Oh, thank you for listening, you ding dongs out there. We need to hit this bit. We got some folks. Well, let's before we hit Mitch Hedberg and the Dufresnes and other requests, let's take a call. Let's see who this is. News Talk, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Sling Blade. How you doing?
What's up, Sling Blade?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Hey, I never heard of slobber knocker. I've been around a long time. That's a new one.
Yeah, it's like...
Never heard slobber knocker?
It's going to be one hell of a fight, one hell of a knockout, dragout, a real slobber knocker.
Never heard of it.
Have you never heard of there's pandemonium in the ring?
I have heard that one. Yeah,
okay, well then you know Gordon Solie.
Yeah. Hey, I love what you guys are doing on this PC correct comedy. I think you and Greg talked about this a couple days ago about movies that couldn't be made nowadays, like Blazing Saddles. Remember that one?
Right. Oh yeah.
Oh, no way.
No, yeah, that's what I mean. You know, they offended blacks and gays, right?
Oh,
you
yeah.
You reckon?
Oh, my God. I can remember, and I won't go through the whole routine, but Cleavon Little has got a gun to his head, and he's acting like, you know, there's a guy behind him. You remember the scene, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
He was a black cowboy. I'm not going to, offend anybody, but he puts a gun to his head, and he's standing in front of these white racist people, right?
Right.
And he's going, and he's making his voice, I'm going to kill the N-word, right?
Yeah.
And you could never do that. He didn't say N-word, by the way. He said the other
one. Oh, right. No, they actually said it. But and I think in the writer's room, like, Mel Brooks would write the black jokes, and Richard Pryor would write the Jew jokes. And, like, I mean, it would be like people ripping on each other. And, yeah. I mean, society has progressed, but in a way it's also regressed in that you can't just make a funny joke. And you know what? Actually, comics still do that crap. And they really do. Like, when they're hanging out and they're texting each other and they're, you know, private messages, people say this crap.
And that's the perfect way to say it, Joey, just like you just said it. We have regressed to the point
there's not enough
that no one can be offended by anything.
Well, but there's no trust. The reason you can make terrible jokes with your friends is because they know you don't mean it. It's a joke. They know you're not that type of person.
And what do we do up here? I mean, even with us few right. people that are on the radio station.
Right, when I call people out their asshats and ding-dongs, I don't actually hate the audience, obviously.
No.
Like, it's just a fun thing to say.
And when we're cutting up here, we're just cutting up.
Right.
And,
yeah.
I mean, toughen up, Buttercup. You know, take it. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know why everybody has to get so dadgum ass hurt over everything that they don't agree with. Just okay. Yeah. If you don't think it's funny, you know what you can do? Turn it off.
Yep.
Don't watch it again.
Right.
Don't listen to it.
Right.
Change a channel.
That's all you have to do.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
I know you guys are limited for time, but you know, we probably wouldn't be in a situation if we didn't have mediums like Facebook and Twitter. We all have a voice now, right? We didn't have a voice 20 years ago. You just got...
No, that's part of it. People can kind of join together and make their voice heard. And then I've listened to interviews where people have said something and they get in trouble for it. And the incoming is intense. Like, if you get on the wrong side of a social media mob, it could be bad. I mean, really, at the end of the day, post it and you see all this stuff coming into your inbox or people commenting and just, you know, put your phone down.
And don't look at it.
And don't look at it.
I mean, hell, it's so simple.
Like, oh, wow, this person I don't even know doesn't like me. And
from California, they're making a comment about something I said.
Who cares?
Well, right. To heck with you.
But I think that's part of it. And I think we still have a juvenile, and all of us, juvenile understanding of the tech we are using these days. We're figuring it out as a group.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you taking my call. See you guys later.
Thanks, Slingblade. Yeah, it's fun. We're having some fun here. You want to call in 272-9228, but speaking of comics who have died way too soon. We weren't speaking of comics that have died way too soon, but I just like saying, speaking of. Mitch Hedberg.
Sometimes you had to form a segue.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to force
it. Make it.
Just got to force it in there.
You only go to a restaurant on the weekends that gets busy, so they got to start a waiting list. They start calling out names. They say, like, Dufresne, party of two. Table ready for Dufresne, party of two. And if no one answers, they'll say the name again. Dufresne, party of two. But then if no one answers, they'll just go right on to the next name. Bush, party of three. Yeah, but what happened to the Dufresnes? No one seems to care. Who can eat at a time like this? People are missing. You people are selfish. The Dufresnes are in someone's trunk right now with duct tape over their mouth. And they're hungry. That's a triple whammy. We need help. Bush, search party of three. You can eat once you find the Dufresnes. Thank you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit FormalOutings.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Got some stuff going on 65 northbound. It's a little more of a challenge now. Some slow traffic starting at North Boulevard and making its way up toward Highway 143. Just north of Highway 143, there's an accident that has traffic backed up all the way back to Highway 143 and a little bit up toward Cobbs Ford Road. As we get on over here, we see an accident at the 300 block of Sheila Boulevard in Prattville, also the 2500 block of Cobbs Ford Road. So lots of stuff going on over there and a little bit over here too, with heavy traffic in the southbound lanes of the Eastern Boulevard and heavy traffic on 85 northbound from Taylor Road to Chantilly Parkway. Want a custom deck? Get a free estimate from Prestige Home Improvements. They also do painting, privacy fencing, and other home improvements. Call 398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual pumpkin festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the city of Montgomery.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Voting in Montgomery County could be easier. Officials say they will be using a new system that should get voters in and out of the polling booth a lot quicker on November 6th. Volunteers will now just scan voters' ID at the site rather than manually entering the information. A Grady woman in Montgomery County is behind bars after authorities say her 2-year-old daughter tested positive for meth. Leslie Kraft is charged with chemical endangerment of a child. Friday night's Mega Millions estimated grand prize is now $1 billion, continuing a trend of giant jackpots. It's currently the second largest lottery prize in the U.S. and joins 5 other top 10 drawings in the last 3 years. The monster jackpots are the result of changes in recent years made by lottery officials to lessen the chances of winning the grand prize. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes ahead over the weekend. Look for a sun and cloud mix today with more clouds than sun, high in the upper 70s to around 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially, I think, by the afternoon and evening hours ahead of that strong cold front with a high around 78. Then cloudy Saturday night, clearing late with the overnight low temperature falling to about 50 by Sunday morning. Then on Sunday, breezy, cooler with a high around 67, mid-40s by dawn on Monday morning. It's the coolest air of the season so far. Monday's a great day with a high around 71, plenty of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The premier place, the River Region Tournament.
turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. And without further ado, we've got some special people waiting on hold, so let's talk to Chad. Hey, Chad, how you doing? Legal, and local heartthrob.
Yes! I'm sorry, Chad can't be here. This is Dusty Rhodes, and I gotta tell you something, brother. That was the worst Dusty Rhodes imitation I ever heard in my life. You don't even know the Dusty Rhodes rant. The Dusty Rhodes rant for the Mech Beam is, I'm a towel power, too sweet to be sour. Put some pain to the membrane, 160 pounds of screaming, stealing sex appeal, baby.
Nice.
Well done.
Oh, excuse me. Noise.
Let me tell you something. If you do a bad imitation again, I'm going to make you do the Camacho Man. Brother, let me tell you something. Randy Camacho will crush you.
Ooh, I saw lust in your eyes, Hogan. You're supposed to keep Elizabeth safe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's I tell you what, Miss Elizabeth was one of my first crushes.
Talk about how society's changed, where it's like, oh, itty bitty polka dot bikini. And then she comes out, she's not even in a bikini. It's like a onesie. And she's not even showing cleavage. But like compared to the late 90s and today, it's like everybody's showing
the stuff nowadays has got to be on Cinemax After Hours, you know? But you know, I grew up in the time of Mr. Wrestling, number one and number two. And the famous wrestling announcer, Gordon Soley, that's a pear sex bra. You know,
right.
that guy was...
Chad, he took a punch to the solar plexus.
Yes, you're right. Right to the solar plexus. And who else did you have? Gary Heart Punch. The guy who did the heart punch. What was his name?
I know who you're talking about, though.
Gary the Man Heart Punch or something like that. I remember all these guys in... My senior year of high school in Atlanta, we actually had Mr. Wrestling number two come to our state championship pep rally, and it was just great. It was just unbelievable.
He's talking about Stan Stasiak?
Stan Stasiak, that's right, that's him. Stan Stasiak, he would do this, he would like get this guy lined up, like straight, and he'd just hit him with his fist right over his heart. And I got to tell you what, if you really hit someone like that with their heart, you could absolutely stop their heart. You know,
hey, I will tell you a true-ass story.
Okay, not just a true story, no, a true-ass story.
It's a true-ass story.
True-ass story.
Christmas morning, 1986, my daddy... Mm-hmm. Performed the heart punch on a 1,700-pound Holstein cow.
Oh,
she,
yeah.
She kicked him, and he punched her right behind her.
Oh, my God.
Her shoulder blade, and that cow hit the ground. And I thought to myself then, oh, my God, that's not exactly what I thought, but it was much... less friendly to the airwaves, and I was like,
yeah.
My daddy could kill me with one punch.
And then 84 turned around and put another cow in the sleeper hold. Remember the sleeper? That was the other one.
Oh, the sleeper's great.
That was Bob Armstrong. I mean, that was his signature move.
But the one finisher, and this was, I think, a little later, is more when I was watching as a kid, but the one finisher, people say, oh, wrestling's fake. Yeah, it's scripted and it's fake and all that. But the one you do not want to take is from Rikishi, the stink face, where he would throw in the turnbuckle and just like... stick his butt in your face and like rub it in. It's like, oh no!
Right. Yeah, can't fake that. they always had the guy trying to get the referee's attention away. And there was a guy named Gary Hart who was a manager of like the bad guys. He always managed the bad guys, and he's like, pretend he's handing a razor blade off to the wrestler while the ref isn't looking. And the next thing you know, the other wrestler's bleeding, or he's something in his eyes, like he's put like lemon juice in his eyes or something,
Oh, it's all great. That's still going on, man. It's coming. Actually, wrestling's on the upswing. It goes in cycles as peaks and troughs, and it's going up again.
You know what? You know what, Joey? Mm-hmm. For some people, it's never been on a downswing, okay? So just remember that. I mean, there's fair weather, and don't call it fake either. They're fair weather. I tell you what, it may be scripted, but there's some serious pain going on.
Oh, absolutely. No, you go in the ring and land on your back. It's not a flat back bump. It's nothing feel good.
Yeah, you do a suplex. I love the suplex. Well,
take a power bomb. Saying? Take a jackknife power bomb from Kevin Nash. He's going to be in town this weekend. That does not feel good.
Dude.
Oh, no, it's the pile driver.
Dude, like, Chad, let me tell you this. We went to Wetumpka to the Armory. This was probably about 10 years ago. And I have a friend of mine that was a wrestler. He never made it big enough to be big time. And we were picking at Pete and or Skullmaster, excuse me.
Yeah.
We were picking at Skullmaster and was like, dude, you got to break a table, you got to break a table. And he came to us and he was like, dude, y'all got to pay for the table if I break this table. It's like, what's the table cost? It's $50. So we took up a little collection and so we bought the table.
That's great. And
so Pete gets up on the top rope. This cat weighs like 370. He's on the top rope, jumps out of the ring onto the floor and breaks this table with a guy laying on it. I heard the breath come out of this guy.
Oh, yeah, man.
And Pete, he walks over, and Skullmaster walks over and looks at us. He goes, I don't really like that dude. He said another word. He said, I want to knock the wind out of him. But it was so great. It was wonderful.
I'm sure you guys got to watch Andre the Giant. I mean, that's awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. I mean, before he became an actor,
And the HBO documentary on Andre is fantastic.
It really is.
Well, listen, you guys have a great weekend, okay? By the way, I got my Powerball ticket.
Oh, nice.
So
okay.
I'll be willing to share. If I win, I'll give you two of my friends each, half a million.
I want to go to wrestling school.
This is going to be on the podcast. We've got it.
It's on the podcast.
Record.
You
documented.
Half a million.
Can't believe it. I can't believe he believes a lawyer. All right, you guys. Y'all have
a good weekend.
Later,
be good. Take care.
Well, let's go to Annette. Hey, Annette, how you doing?
I am fine. I have not so much a wrestling comment, but you were talking about not being able to make jokes anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And you may be too young to remember the Smothers Brothers.
Yeah. I know of them, I haven't watched them.
I remember them.
Well, Tommy Smothers always said that we have the ultimate personal sensor device called turning off the TV.
Right. Yeah.
Instead of being offended, get up and turn it off. It's somebody else's joke, not yours.
That's perfect. I can't add anything to that. That is 100% correct.
And if you have a chance, go find some of the Smother Brothers albums.
Yeah.
Of their old bits, because they are hilarious and they are reasonably child friendly.
Okay.
Not always, but reasonably.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I'm
all
always looking for funny. I appreciate it, Annette.
Yeah, have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, there are a lot of people, too, I worry about who do turn off the TV. And it's like, give it a chance, man. Like, we're talking off air. There are, everybody's got a thing, I think, where you will get offended. Somebody can push their button.
There's a line that you can't cross for everybody.
But, I mean, I try to find... I don't know what mine is, necessarily. You take my stuff and you hurt me. But even then, I'll laugh at it. I'll make fun of myself in most ways.
And I would even say this, Joey.
I have trouble finding mine.
To add to what we were talking about off air, I told you blasphemy,
in my opinion,
is the one line that I can't cross. I don't think it's funny when you make fun of Jesus Christ.
Right.
However, unless that's the only joke you have and you keep repeating it over and over, if that's one of your jokes, I'm not going to turn you off completely. I'm just going to say, I didn't like that one. Oh, but this one is funny about, whatever else the next one is.
Sure.
And I can hang with you. I don't get just completely butthurt and hear one thing that I find offensive.
And here's also the thing. If you know somebody's a believer and they're making that joke, you probably are more amenable to it. If it's not, somebody's taking a shot at you. yeah, and what you believe.
It's
kind of like inside.
Yeah.
And that, there's that whole thing. Well, but we got to take a break. We got a whole hour coming up. We're just warming up. Joey Clark Radio Hour is going to be. Woo! Woo!
Man.
This show has always been proud to be represented by businesses that offer top-notch customer service and great products. The latest to join our roster of amazing businesses this year has been Mr. Electric of Montgomery. If you don't have a go-to electrician, here's your place, 625-1801. Master Electricians, we had a long list of things we needed done at our house. James Kirkland, Master Electrician, came out. Got it all taken care of in less than an hour. Here's what you'll love, too. He arrived, put a mat in front of the door, wiped his feet, then put covers over the feet so he didn't bring any dirt into the house. If they do a repair inside your house, an installation like a ceiling fan, something of that type, well, they clean up the mess. So you're left with nothing but a great result. Isn't that what you want? They also do upfront pricing. The technician will assess the situation, give you an exact price before they start, so there's no surprises. And when they offer scheduled appointment times, they show up on time. Everything to love about this incredible business, MrElectric.com. If you'd like to learn more online, or call them directly at 625-1801. That's 625-1801 for Mr. Electric.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things starting to ease up a little bit. Over on 65 northbound, things are starting to thin out there a little bit, getting a little traffic moved around. Not much. You'll still encounter some delays over there, but it's not as bad as it was. Over on 85 northbound, between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, still encountering some slow traffic starting right before Taylor Road, right about the ramps to Taylor Road, all the way down to Chantilly Parkway. South Boulevard, pretty busy around the major intersections, including 231 Troy Highway. Go to Reinhardt Toyota. Toyota.com, hit the big green button and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started arriving and you can shop from home. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
This weekend at Kohl's, buy more, save more for your family and your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. This weekend at Kohl's. Offers valid October 11th through 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The 7th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale's going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood look laminate flooring, all on sale up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Coming up, we got the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Myself, Joey. Of course, the show's named after me, so humbly. And Southern Wood will be on
Hall
the program.
Of Famer. Hall of Famer.
The only, Wood. The one and only Hall of Famer for
exactly.
The Joey Clark Radio Hour Hall
It's a lonely
Famer.
Meeting.
But in honor of Canada finally legalizing marijuana, and the United States should do it pronto, across the nation. Get on it, Trump. It's already happened, though, in Mayberry.
I used to do celebrities smoking pot, and the way it was written was I was back in my fort when I was in high school, and they would pass it to me, and I would do like, you know.
Do one for us. You have to now. I didn't.
Oh, God, I have to remember this bit. This is celebrity smoking pot. It was written in like the 70s, so it was like Jimmy Carter. Yeah, that's damn good reefer. That was, the whole bit was all, everybody was Nixon, that's really good weed.
I love this.
The whole bit. I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm
give
trying to
more,
remember.
Give me more.
Here you go, Curly.
Why certainly. Money.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm trying to recreate this.
See,
Walter Brennan.
Weed's making
it's damn good reefer. Yeah, the bud's on fire. The bud's on fire. Mr. Haney from Green Acres. I
do
did
it,
them
do
all.
It, do it.
Mr. Douglas, have I got a deal for you? A genuine imitation fur line battery run bong for your smoking pleasure. I cannot believe I'm doing that.
Mr. Haney.
Now, I still do in my act, though, I do Barney Fife.
Uh-huh.
Boom! What do you call that right there? The forbidden fruit. But I do all the characters of Mayberry in the show. Except for Howard Sprague. I could pull him. I used to do him smoking pot. Remember him, the town clerk?
Sure.
Bow tie?
Yeah, bow tie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Gee, Andy, fire up a fatty.